Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Divine Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Essence of the Upanishads. The title is Sutras, presented by Swami Jyotir Mayananda. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
योनिमन्ये प्रपद्यन्ते शरीरत्वाय देहिनः स्थाणुमन्येनु संजन्ति यथा कर्म तथा श्रुतम्. सम जीवास, सम सोल्स इनकार्नेट इन मूवेबल फॉर्म्स, एनिमल्स, बर्ड्स, सम इन इमूवेबल फॉर्म. दिस मंत्र अंडरगोज टू इंटरप्रिटेशन. सम, वेरी फ्यू, attain realization of Brahman. And who could be most immovable? Well, Brahman. Otherwise, interpreting in a more general way, souls can enter into embodiments. Wherever there is life, there is a soul evolving through that life. Wherever there is water, there is a reflection of the sun. So we have souls evolving through plants and trees. They are immovable. Souls evolving through animals, birds, human beings, movable. According to their karma, yatha karma, yatha shrutam. Shrutam refers to, if you have gained insight into the Upanishad Shrutis, if you have turned your mind to bhakti, devotion, if you have started practicing meditation, we use the term karma and upasana, actually. Good to understand that Vedas, Vedic literature, gives insight to three points: karma, upasana, and jnana. Karma refers to actions. Of course, in the Vedas there are many ritualistic details, but they are indicating karma that is performed in day-to-day life, actions. So, relating to karma, there is karma yoga. Inspired by Vedic literature, you are led to follow the path of karma yoga, a path of action, where action is performed not with a view of attaining a fruit. Fruit becomes secondary. The priority behind performance is purity of heart. So when your mind switches from just the external result of action to your heart, am I doing my duty well? While performing my duty, am I creating negative karmas, hurting others? Am I becoming more and more free of anger, hate? Is my heart becoming generous, broader, free of impurities? That should be your greater goal than the result of action. The result will be much better if your purity of heart becomes your priority. That point is brought out in the Gita. Generally, confusion arises. Why don't I have a project, I have to just do it by hook or by crook? That attitude is backed up by great ignorance. No matter whatever your project, you can convert that into karma yoga. This process may take time. By satsanga, by daily sadhana, you turn your attention from just being focused on the fruit of action, that's the result of your karma, to purity of heart. Am I becoming more and more rooted in dharma, in ethical values? If I am not, then I am a tree that is growing fast but diminishing in the roots. One little hurricane will blow this whole thing away. Yato dharmas tato jaya. Where there is dharma, there is victory. So that's about karma kanda of the Vedas. Then comes upasana kanda. The Vedas lead you how to meditate on God in different aspects. So many mantras, process of meditation. Upasana is taught basically to remove vikshepa, distractions of the mind, and to generate positive vasanas, shubha vasanas in your unconscious. If you have advanced up to the level of upasana, your next birth will be of great quality. You will be born in the family of Mahatmas. Or if upasana has been of a lesser category, you will be born in the family of the rich and prosperous. And if your upasana has also blended jnana, then you will be born in the family of Mahatmas. That means, if you had attained enlightenment, you wouldn't be born. But you might have attained great progress. But due to some obstructive karma, you have to pass through embodiment. Enlightened person who is very close to enlightenment passes through death. Death removes the pratibandha karma, that obstructive, little obstructive karma. Therefore, in the next birth, that soul doesn't require study of scriptures, teachings of guru, no initiation. So much so scriptures describe even in the womb of the mother. The spirit shines forth and mysteriously declares, I am eternal. I have been all the gods. I who was shackled by so many barriers, I have broken them all. Such sages were like Ashtavakra, Jara Bharata, and many sages. The ideal is to attain sadhya mukti, which means instantaneous liberation. For that attainment, death is not a necessity. In other words, you don't pass through death. For enjoying the fruits of good karmas, death is a must. So there is some advantage in planning to have enlightenment in this very life. Not wait until you are dead. If you are not enlightened and have done lots of good karmas, death is the only recourse to get hold of those good karmas. Not one death, many. This is a most broad and bold declaration of the Upanishads. You become the greatest of saints and sages here in life. What's the use of becoming a saint after you are dead? Now therefore, let me give you an essence, because that's the main topic here. Yatha karma, yatha shrutam. If you are only led by karma, that means what's called sakamya karma, always led by something in view, something you desire, a process in which illusion of ego does not break, you continue to follow the process of becoming. Today you have become this. Tomorrow you become that. In next birth you will become that. Another. At this stage there are two possibilities. If your karmas have been very negative, vicious, you may not enter into human embodiment. It's nature's law. If you learn cooking and your hand doesn't control the razor, the knife, abruptly you move your knife, then mother takes the knife away from you. So your intellect is like the knife. You have misused it. Nature hospitalizes you into an animal embodiment. But there you don't have to use it. So even if you are not using it, don't feel bad about it. When a human being misuses his intellect, something enters the heart, it goes on bothering the person, thanks to nature. Puts the souls into animals, birds, etc. But there is an instinctive world. No longer are you involved with keeping your IDs and knowing your address and watching the economy going up and down. Subtle world, most fascinating. But then I'm coming to human level. Papa karma does not predominate. Good karma is predominating. There is a human birth is always mixed karma. The negative karmas go on creating for you negative situations. Positive karmas bring you unexpected, joyous success, more recognition, fame, name. While you reap the result of your past, you are also creating karmas that spice up your past. This is called Dhumra Marga, or in the Gita, Lord Krishna speaks of two paths, Devayan or Uttarayana path, the northern, when the sun moves towards the north, Dakshinayana path, sun moves towards the south. All these are highly symbolic. I'll give you a simple details of these two. Those who have not attained enlightenment, those who are completely involved with sakamya, they can't get out of the desires and the illusion of the ego. At the time of death, the deity of smoke guides the soul. Where does this smoke lead one to? The deity of the night. From there the soul is led to the black half of the month, the bright half when the moon waxes, black half when the moon recedes, fades. Now, instead of keeping you in suspense, let me break that. Deity of smoke means, due to sakamya karma, your mind will not be bright. You must realize your mind is not really dependent on your nervous system. If you have initiated into your mind japa, meditation, and have not again and again impressed upon your mind that now you are getting old, you are going to have senility, it is good for you to forget all things. Instead, since body is not going to be predominant in your personality, you have more possibilities. Since senses are not going to distract you constantly, they are getting tired, you begin to discover your mind. It's an amazing experience. Your body simply floats like a leaf. Your mind has a broader, the whole world is in view. You can capture God, become one with Him. That's called, you are being led by the deity of fire, Uttarayana Marg. In a very practical way, masses, general masses, at the time of death, mind becomes absolutely clouded, smokes, and then comes a kind of a dark night. There is no intellect, stops working. That's described as a night. And now you are moving into a state which is compared to clouded sky in a dark night. What does that mean? Shubha bhavana, when good feelings develop in your heart, the heart is described as a wintry sky with soft little clouds, where the moon begins to shine brighter. Vasana is being explained, or rather described, as Krishna paksha, the dark half of the month. Instead of good vasanas multiplying, negative vasanas begin to multiply. This leads you to the southern path. Southern path means day is diminishing, night is increasing. The day of using intellect, being bright with your mind, to have subtle insight to come towards God, that is day, that diminishes. Consciousness contracts. You end up with Chandraloka. Chandraloka is moon. Moon does not have its own light. It shines by the light of the sun. And therefore, there is no real attainment of light in the moon. It's the illusion of light. Symbol of turning your mind to bhoga, just enjoyment. Now come to the other, the positive process. If you have practiced sadhana and you have done your meditation, so you removed your mala impurities and allowed your vikshepa, the distraction, to become controlled, you begin to realize your mind advances. It doesn't depend upon your body. It doesn't depend upon your circumstances. So at the time of death, fire god comes to greet you. Fire god is vairagya, dispassion. Your mind sees the illusion of coming into the birth again and very clear about it. The next fire god leads you to sun god. And that's referred to viveka, discriminative intellect. Intellect begins to operate with subtle insight. Then you are led by the deity of the day. Deity of the day is karma. In other words, even while you are moving towards death, becoming very old, your karma yoga doesn't stop. It becomes very active. You become intense performer of karma. Certain activities stop. Physical activities may stop. But thought power doesn't stop. Most of the scriptures have come to us from people who have been very old. Rather, it was the custom in old times, oldest, this age, better. And then you are turning to Shukla Paksha, which means bright half of the month. The moon is increasing. Moon is a symbol of bhavana, bhakti bhavana, devotional aspect of your heart. It blossoms more and more. And clouds of delusion begin to move away. The firmament of your heart shines with the blossoming of the moon, as it were, pure bhavana. Your consciousness expands, Uttarayana. Uttarayana is the northern journey of the sun where day begins to increase, symbolizing your consciousness is expanding more and more and more, until it outspans the mind, goes beyond the mind. And that's called liberation. Krama Mukti. Scriptures describe it to give the whole subject a concise presentation. But Krama Mukti starts the moment you become a sadhaka in a very serious way. Even within this life, you are going through these stages. You may conclude all these stages and attain liberation, then it is called, you have attained Sadhya Mukti. You have become a Jivan Mukta, that's your goal. If you have not, after death, you will not be embodied. The momentum that you generated, that goes on working with your mental process, intensifying the bhakti, the bhavana, purity of bhavana, dissolving the vasanas, subtle desires, and the soul goes on as if expanding until there is fullness of attainment. So the two types, you can attain enlightenment here. If you miss, you can secure enlightenment after death. In both ways, you are not coming back. Any other way, you are coming back. That's what the implication is. Yatha karma, yatha shrutam. And with this we conclude. Om sahana vavatu sahanau bhunaktu sahaviryam karavavahai. तेजस्विनावधीतमस्मा विदुविषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः।